Mr. Punch presents The Military Gazette. A foray into British military history in two parts. Compiled by Sue Rodwell and directed by John Tuckey. Part one, The Navy.
The Anglo-Saxon Chronicle, 787. In this year, Beorhtric took to his wife, Edburg, daughter of King Offa, and in his days came first three ships of Norwegians from Hortaland, and then the reeve rode thither and tried to compel them to go to the royal manor, for he did not know what they were, and then they slew him. These were the first ships of the Danes to come to England.
Surgeon Leonard Gillespie, January the 16th, 1788. Grog was this day issued to the seamen, the beer being expended, and as is pretty usual, is attended with some riotousness. The water we have at this time is Thames water filled 6 months ago at Deptford, in new, unseasoned casks. The astringent principle of the oak and the iron, rubbed off the cooper's tools, have impregnated it so as to form a dilute sort of ink. Putrefaction has made it fetid and stinking. It would appear to be impregnated with inflammable or hepatic air. First, from the taste. Second, smell. Third, discoloration of silver immersed into it. Surgeon Leonard Gillespie, 19th January, 1788. Last night, and this morning, I was affected with seasickness, as were many besides. I evidently evacuated what I'd been eating the preceding day. The consent between the brain, stomach, and vessels of the skin in seasickness is remarkable. A vertiginous sensation is first perceived, followed by anxiety and nausea. The face becomes pale, the extremities chilly, and the whole surface shriveled. A few quick motions of the ship produces a straining and vomiting. The contents of the stomach are thrown up, and the subsequent straining, the strong tissues of the respiratory organs, proves a stimulus to the organs of circulation. The blood, being also forced up to the head, perhaps stimulates the brain. The vessels of the surface become relaxed and filled with blood. The depressing nausea is relieved, and spirits return for a time. I have to remark, with regard to opening the bed previously, by avoiding all cause of indigestion, avoiding the use of fluids, to be abstemious, when at sea to keep in the air, and, if so liable, to work, to pull and haul, or, when the stomach has been emptied, to avoid drinking and support a warmth of surface by lying abed with much clothing. We sometimes meet with persons who are never affected with seasickness. An instance of this sort I have now before me in a boy. I think that most of those I have seen thus happy have been of a thin, rather delicate habit, with a long neck and consumptive make. Indeed, it is found that persons of that make seldom, and with difficulty, are made to vomit.